less than a week to Christmas, but the countdown is even shorter for that other commemoration first introduced in an episode of Seinfeld.
Kramer, I got your message. I haven't celebrated Festivus in years. What is your interest?
Well, just tell me everything, huh?
Many Christmases ago, I went to buy a doll for my son. I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What happened to the doll?
It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us.
That must have been some kind of doll.
She was.
Festivus may have started out as a joke on a TV show based famously in New York, but it's become very much a Milwaukee celebration. Not only are official Festivus poles made by Milwaukee's own Wagner companies, one of which we might add adorns the Lake Effect Bungalow, but there are several local observances. That includes the restaurant Quaker Steak and Lube in New Berlin, which is inviting patrons to participate in the holiday's traditions of the airing of grievances and feats of strength, while gazing adoringly at the Festivus pole. Scott Acker is the restaurant's owner and joins me by phone. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, for those listeners who maybe aren't familiar with Festivus, who maybe never watched Seinfeld and have missed this, what exactly is Festivus?
Well, Festivus was a tongue-in-cheek holiday kind of invented by George Costanza on the Seinfeld show. And he, instead of pulling out the Christmas tree or the menorah, decided to come out with a aluminum pole, and that was going to represent Festivus, a holiday for the rest of us. And a whole episode of Seinfeld was created around the Festivus pole and how you could air your grievances, no matter what they were, and celebrate feats of strength to see who wins Festivus. And so it's kind of a competition. It's kind of a funny tongue-in-cheek type celebration of the fun that's not had at holidays. And so that's where Festivus kind of came up.
Tell me about how Quaker Steak and Lube first decided it was going to put on its own Festivus celebration.
You know, there's just so many different things that people have going on this time of the year. And then, you know, everybody gets caught up in the holiday gift buying and going to parties and everything. And we just thought it would be kind of funny that closer to the holidays, what can we do that would be just fun? And we decided that the Festivus idea from Jerry Seinfeld show was just a fun kind of way to just have fun on a night that's kind of, you know, kind of slow.
Festivus seems like it's kind of taken on a life of its own outside of this, you know, it's almost no longer a fictional holiday, even though it is a fictional holiday. People are actually celebrating it, and that includes Quaker Steak and Lube.
We've been doing this for, I believe it's our fourth or fifth year, but what we do is we follow the rules of the Festivus pole. It's an aluminum pole, and it has a set of rules, and it actually has a book. So there is a book, there is a set of rules, and this is sort of kind of becoming something, but we turn it into good. So you can come to Quaker Steak and Lube between 7 and 9 o'clock on the 23rd, because that's when Festivus is celebrated. You can fill out your grievance on a form. You pair up with your friends that may come there, and you arm wrestle to see who wins their grievance. And that turns into a little bit of a tournament. And you keep on airing your grievances and you keep on arm wrestling with your friends until you win the poll. And we have some other prizes and we try to make it fun. But the most important part of this event for Quaker Steak and Lube is that we've been raising, you get to air your grievances by donating food. And so in Middleton, Wisconsin, we're donating to the River Food Pantry. In Janesville, Wisconsin, our location there is donating to the Echo Food Pantry. And in New Berlin, we're donating to the New Berlin Food Pantry. About 75 to 100 pounds a year, each location has been able to donate. This year, we're hoping for 200. But that just makes it a little bit more, you know, a little bit more special. It's not just a, you know, drinking thing or who's got the biggest muscles or who has the biggest gripe with whoever or whatever. That doesn't really matter. Typically, my gripe is the weather. And right now, it's very appropriate. I mean, it's still really cold out.
What have been some of the best grievances aired that you've heard over the years?
Oh, there, when the whole Scott Walker thing was blown up, there was a lot of that going on in Middleton. There's been grievances with coaches and teams and sports events and how things are handled in government up in Middleton and how different things have gone down in Milwaukee. There's just been simple ones, kids not keeping up with their room. The more creative, the better chances you have a chance to win.
Why do you think people are so attracted to come down and celebrate Festivus?
I think people want to come to Festivus because they, too, are kind of getting sick of being stuck in this buy stuff, run around, got to get a last-minute gift, got to do everything last minute in order to have basically a good time celebrating with friends and family. And I think that's why people, like, you know, they kind of come to this event and go, well, this is kind of different. It's kind of fun. It's in a, you know, non-confrontational setting. It's in public, basically. And it's a good way for people to meet. And if they bring a gift for each other, that's cool, too. But, you know, I think that's the reason not to have that is that's not gift-focused. It's anti-gift-focused. And I think that's a big thing.
For those who maybe want to carry on the tradition themselves in their own homes, what are some of the rules that they need to follow to celebrate a good Festivus?
There's no decorating the Festivus pole, for sure. There's no decorating. There can be no lights. There can be no anything stuck to the pole. There can be nothing like that. And there is no dancing on the pole. There's no sitting on the pole. There's no using the pole as a weapon. there's several very specific rules, and there is a rule book.
Well, Scott Acker, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Scott Acker is the owner of Quaker Steak & Lube in New Berlin, which is hosting its Festivus celebration next Monday, the traditional Festivus date. You'll find a link to more information at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Coming up next, we hear about another holiday tradition courtesy of the Master Singers of Milwaukee. That's next on Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.